On the morning of Saturday, August 2nd, it had been 338 days since UNC quarterback Max Johnson played in an organized football game. That night in Minnesota, August 29th, 2024, Johnson's life changed forever on a fateful hit from a Golden Gopher defender, one which left Johnson writhing in pain on the turf.
Well, I kind of knew it was pretty serious as soon as it happened. I couldn't tell if it was my knee or my femur or my leg, and I remember getting up and put my shoulders around, you know, the trainers who were carrying me off the field, and as soon as I got picked up, my leg kind of like slipped out, kind of felt it dangling, and right then and there I knew it was my femur.
His right leg was shattered, an injury so catastrophic it required Johnson to stay behind in Minneapolis for several days and undergo five surgeries. His season was over, of course, and the rest of his football career suddenly looked bleak. There was even a time, Johnson admitted, when he thought he might lose the leg entirely. But Johnson stubbornly, miraculously, kept working. On social media, he posted several videos of progressively more intense workouts, emphasizing his improving fitness and mobility. Head coach Bill Belichick provided little insight into Johnson's health during the offseason, merely saying he admired the quarterback's drive and that he still had a long road ahead of him. And yet, as music blared across a rainy first day of fall training camp Saturday morning in Chapel Hill, Johnson was there, doing drills with the rest of his teammates, seemingly uninhibited. His participation was a far cry from the scene during spring practice, when all he could do was throw on the sidelines while all the other Tar Heels drilled. Belichick seemed pleased, at least as much as the most famous football curmudgeon of all time can be, with Johnson's progress.
It's a big jump for him in terms of what he's able to do, although I think the progression is you know, very gradual. It's 1% at a time, 1% at a time, but at some point, you know, he's crossed that threshold, and so he'll be ready to participate out there with all the other players.
Johnson, who at 24 years old is one of the oldest players on the team, said he felt like a little kid again.
I was just so joyful to be out there today. I couldn't stop smiling. I mean, I was just so happy to be out there today with my teammates again. I kind of felt like myself again.
Now, the unfettered Johnson finds himself in a bona fide quarterback competition. He brings in experience at two SEC schools and an unquestionable work ethic. But the question remains, what happens the first time he gets hit? He didn't have to worry about any of that Saturday, as the Tar Heels practiced without pads. But eventually, those pads will be strapped on. And though all UNC quarterbacks wear red non-contact jerseys during drills, no such protections will be available once August turns to September. One can forgive Johnson, who thought he may not ever walk on two legs again, for not looking that far ahead. He was simply happy to see the fruits of nearly a year's hard work.
It's been a long summer, got after it the summer, ran a lot, worked out a bunch with Coach Cabrera. I think the juice is there. Everybody's excited. Kind of be back in the Carolina Blue, a bunch of new faces. So I think we're kind of gelling really well together, and I think it's been a great season.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Michael Coe.